sentimental, Ebony. It's not your style. Hey, you okay? There goes Chloe again, noticing things that are none of her business. I'm fine. I sniff back the liquid rimming my eyelids. Not that a few tears matter, as I'm seriously lacking in the mascara department right now, but that's beside the point. I get up from my crisscrossed position on the floor and scour the cabinets. There's gotta be some here somewhere. What kind of B&B doesn't have oils for guest use? I may not have eye makeup, but something must be done about my chapped lips. Chloe giggles from her new perch on the closed toilet seat. I catch her in the corner of my vision, quirk an eyebrow. As always, she defiantly rolls her eyes. Okay, what? Placing a hand on each hip, I pivot to face her. Just say whatever it is you're gonna say, Chloe. She smooths her dark hand over even darker braids. You know what I'm going to say, Eb. Now I'm rolling my eyes. Okay, I get it, Runt. This isn't exactly the Hilton. You think? We both spent a good amount of time in the third, so we understand each other in a way no one else in our posse does. I flip my wrist in a whatever, you're right again sort of gesture. Then I check my complexion once more before I pocket the compact in the steel-blue waist-length leather jacket I snagged from Charlie's trunk on the Seven Seas. The mask may have been a pirate, but I'm not about to deny she had good taste. Too bad she ditched us to rejoin her tribe or whoever. The few times I encountered her, I sensed we could have run with the same crowd. Could have. Could have. Back then. Not now. Not when I've begun to care about stuff again for the first time in ages. The acknowledgement is nauseating, to say the least. Things were way less complicated when I was in this deal for me, myself, and I. Curse you, Eliana Ember. This is all your fault. Three rapid knocks sound on the door, but the intruder doesn't wait for a response before peeking his head inside.
You two done in here yet? Everyone's waiting on you. This isn't a fashion show.
My cheeks simmer. I turn toward Chloe, pretending to fuss with a frayed thread on her shirt. Tide can't see how his hot but not too hot casual surfer guy presence affects me. Almost. Oh, my flipping no. That is not my voice coming out sounding like roadkill. I clear my throat in the subtlest way I can and try again. Almost. Better. Much better. A little privacy? Chloe makes a face and I give her a look that says, shush.
Your wish is my most honored command.
I can hear the smile in Tide's voice before the door creaks closed. And the simmer turns to a full-on boil. You didn't have to be rude to him, Chloe says. How else am I supposed to be? This is just me, and if Tide can't accept me as I am... I wasn't rude. He's the one entering unannounced. I snap the thread clean off her shirt. It floats into the wastebasket. My sister rises. She's almost as tall as I am, though we're nearly 10 years apart. He knocked. She plants her hands on her hips. Like big sis, like little sis. Well, oh, why does she know just the right things to say to get me ruffled? He likes you. Chloe's all business. Trying to play matchmaker yet again when it's the last thing I need. How can I even begin to think of being something for someone else if I have no flipping clue as to who or what I am? Am I called, empowered by the verity? Or am I something freakish and other, a byproduct of an immortal bully? Is this how Elle has felt with that mark on her face her entire life? If so, this is total crud, that's what this is. I wish Elle were here so I could talk to her, gain some perspective. I clear my throat again. We're friends. I've always handled things alone. How is this any different? Chloe opens her mouth to speak, but I lift my hand in front of her face. We're...